Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
I don't want to call it off.
Well, that's the perfect post-budget day antidote, isn't it? Good Luck Babe, the breakthrough hit from Chapel Roan. And the question we're asking is that sound a sign that we are in the midst of a great pop revival? Pop music never went away, but in recent times we have heard hits reminiscent of floor fillers from way back in the 2010s by people like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. Simon Marr of 8 Radio is here. Hi, Simon.
Morning.
That's a great tune, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's absolutely great. And everything is all about finding the perfect pop tune,
okay.
You know, and whether that was something from the 50s when it was, you know, guys with floppy hair singing about ice cream shops, or whether it's Chapel Row now, the secret to it is the same.
Right. And the secret to it is, like, there's a couple of things that need to be in the mix. You need to have the big chorus. Right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You have to have a big chorus. You've got to, and more now than ever, because we're in the land of Spotify and people are sampling things for 30 seconds. Your hook has to be even better than it ever was before. You're under more pressure than you ever were before.
So the songwriting is authentic, it's heartfelt, but is it less contemplative? Is that what we're looking at?
I think it has to. See, we went through a phase, and you know, pop music always goes through phases, but I think we went to a particular phase in the sort of lockdown and post-lockdown era where it was all about, we were all being a bit more contemplative, you know, and that's grand for the sort of music that I would normally listen to. But for pop records, it's probably not it, because it was almost too real. You know, an awful lot of things about pop music is about it being, it is a fantasy. It is something outside. You know, they talk about the current bunch of pop stars as maximalists, you know, that it's not about anything, that, you know, I've got these, you know, my own small dreams, my own modest wants. It's huge. I want huge things, you know, and that was the way that pop music generally was. It was an aspirational thing that people know isn't necessarily true, but it's great fun.
All right, let's take a listen to another floor filler now, Sabrina Carpenter.
Please, please, please don't prove I'm right. Please, please, please don't bring me to tears when I just did my makeup so nice. Heartbreak is one thing, my ego's another. I beg you, don't embarrass me, little sucker.
What I was going to ask you was whether Taylor Swift and Beyoncé were like the natural leaders of this movement, but both of those artists have tended to move away from their traditional pop.
They have, and but that's one of the great things about pop music, is that it does have a shelf life, and probably as artists they have a shelf life, and even more so now. So while ABBA probably got 74 to 81 out of it, even still that's only 7 years when you think that bands like the Rolling Stones have been on tour for 50 years. So for your pop artist, you're looking to probably get 2, maybe 3 albums out. And then if you've survived all of that, you then get to move on to something else. And yeah, Taylor Swift went to a cabin in the woods with guys from the National and re-recorded an awful lot of things. You know, Beyoncé went country, you know. But if you were to listen to, if you were anywhere and one of the tracks that came on that you wanted to hear, it would be one of these, even a Beyoncé track,
yeah,
you know, or a Taylor Swift track. It would be one of the big, big anthemic pop tunes is what you want to hear in that context. But later on when I'm sitting down and I'm listening to an album, that's a different thing.
So listen, are we back now to Stock Aitken and Waterman type 80s hits? Is that where we're headed?
We're close enough to that, yeah, because you can see that there's elements of sort of 70s disco in them. There's definitely the 80s synthesizer stuff and Stock Aitken Waterman. There's all those Swedish guys from the 90s who wrote all of the hits and had the Hit Factory and all of those. You know, they're all in there and it's all combined now into this. But I think there's a real feeling this time around, because we had unprecedented times, that there's a release that has happened here. There's a real release, and pop music always has been and always should be that big release for everybody.
And do you have to be successful on TikTok to be big?
It helps. Yeah. It really, really helps. I was doing terrible calculations. The ministers would be ashamed of my of my scribbles as I was coming in to work out, because if you get a million, people who sold a million singles in the 1980s, you usually got about 10 pence for every single that you sold, right? So that was worth a very decent amount of money. Nowadays, for a million plays of your song, you'll work out at about $3,000 total. 3,000 quid is all you will get for a million plays. So you need to start getting...
I'm not speaking because that's quite shocking,
but that's
it?
What it is. It's 0.003 cent per play.
So hence the tours.
Yeah, and hence desperately trying to get yourself to be on TikTok, because then you get into the billions of plays. So you get into the territory of the Benson Boones and stuff of this world, Dojo Cat, who are getting 2 and 3 billion plays, mm-hmm. you know, for their songs. Niall Horan, you're into 3, 4. Harry Styles, I think, got 4.5 billion plays on one song, and that's what you have to do. So you got to find something that's going to hook people, and if you can hook people with TikTok, and it's something that you can't. Well, I'm not sure. Maybe I'm not cynical enough yet.
Somebody influential to decide to make up a dance.
This is the thing, but it's how you do it. And I'm sure every record label executive in the world tries to find it. But I'm not sure that they've found it yet, because I think an awful lot of what has happened has been, relatively speaking, organic. Mm-hmm. You know, and maybe it's something that's happened purely by accident, that it's just time and a place being at the right time and the place. But if you do it and you get yourself into the billions of plays, then you're a big pop star.
You mentioned Benson Boone.
Yes.
Let's have a listen.
Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that
sucker for all of this stuff, because I just go to Spotify, play me today's greatest hits, and I get fed all of these things.
Yeah,
so, you know, it works on me.
But it's good quality stuff. It's good pop music.
Is it?
I honestly believe that it is, because it's people are listening to songs. You know, they'll go on later on and they'll become completists and listen to albums and go tours, all that sort of stuff. But people really, really are looking for songs. And in this day of Spotify playlists and the like, is you want that playlist that it gives you all of it. You know, it's a real, real dopamine hit. But he's got 1.3 billion plays so far for Beautiful Things.
So he's okay, but he needs to get to 3 or 4.
Well, that's the thing. If you want to get into
we stop worrying about it.
But if you want to get into proper pop star territory, like, you know, where you can get involved in all the excesses of pop, then you need to do that. And particularly if your career, if you think 2 albums is maybe 3 years, mm-hmm. you know, so it's a lot that you have to do with those 3 years.
And tell me, Simon, have we any homegrown stars who are getting in on this pop game, pop game?
Yeah, I've been keeping a very close eye on this over the last little while. And there's two that immediately spring to mind for me, and they're Lyra and C-Mat, you know, and they're both fabulous pop artists. They've got it all. They've got the image. They've got the songs. They've got everything that you could possibly get. They're probably running, I think, between the two of them, probably about 50 million plays at the moment, which is really, really, mm-hmm. it's a huge number of people to hear your songs, but they just need something to happen. Yes, somebody to pick it up for
a
dance. Yes, yeah.
One of our homegrown artists.
You can do that, you know, but they are literally on the verge of that superstardom, but they're making really, really good pop records.
Simon Marr from 8 Radio, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank
you. Play out now with our pop queen, C-Mat.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.